Aria. The road was little more than two ruts through the weeds. The good part was, with so little traffic, there'd be no one to point the finger and say which way they'd gone. The human flood that had flowed down the King's Road was only a trickle here. The bad part was the road wound back and forth like a snake, tangling with even smaller trails, and sometimes seeming to vanish entirely, only to reappear half a league farther on, when they had all but given up hope. Aria hated it. The land was gentle enough, rolling hills and terraced fields, interspersed with meadows and woodlands, and little valleys where willows crowded close to slow, shallow streams. Even so, the path was so narrow and crooked that their pace had dropped to a crawl. It was the wagons that slowed them, lumbering along, axles creaking under the weight of their heavy loads. A dozen times a day they had to stop to free a wheel that had stuck in a rut, or double up the teams to climb a muddy slope. Once, in the middle of a dense stand of oak, they came face to face with three men pulling a load of firewood in an ox cart, with no way for either to get around. There had been nothing for it but to wait until the foresters unhitched their ox, led him through the trees, spun the cart, hitched the ox up again, and started back the way they'd come. The ox was even slower than the wagons, so that day they hardly got anywhere at all.